Now, get these out ready. If you've got one on your seat or under your seat next to you, get it out, get it ready. We're not going to use it just yet, building the anticipation here. But make sure you have that. You can open it up. You can take out the four color cards if you wish. And I will tell you what to do with them in just a moment. So here's we are. Here's where we've been so far in our shape course that we're doing together. This will be on the screen just so you can find out, remember where we've been. We've been week one, only you can be you. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. God's made you for purpose so that he can use the way he's created you to serve and bless the world around you. We've spoken about spiritual gifts. That's what the S is, unwrapping your spiritual gifts. Hearing your heartbeat. What are you passionate about? That makes up who you are. Last week, we thought about discovering your natural abilities. And this week, we are going to be recognizing my personality. God loves variety. So we're going to be thinking about personality this morning, your personality specifically this morning. God loves variety. And we're going to be asking, what color are you when it comes to personality? So we're going to have some fun with your personality this morning. So we can go to the next slide. And the next one. So about 20 years ago, maybe even 25 years ago, my brother asked if I wanted to go to a conference down in Glasgow run by a group called Insights, where they look at how you work out your personality and how that relates to other things. I thought it was the best thing ever. But you'll probably, maybe by the time I reveal my color at that stage, what kind of color of personality I had. It was great for about 6 months, then I forgot all about it. And but it was a fascinating a kind of personality test that you went through, and it kind of explained what kind of person you might be. And at that time, I was sunshine yellow. So that was my personality, which I felt quite good about, actually. Sunshine yellow. And every so often, I would come back to it through time. And as I was thinking about personality today, I thought, let's have a little bit of fun with personality this morning. Maybe you're absolutely certain you know what your personality is. Maybe you don't. So next slide, please. So here is the color wheel that kind of helps you find your way to what kind of personality you are. What color are you? So you might be fiery red. You're direct, decisive, focused, proactive. Probably already, if you're not fiery red, you're already thinking of someone who is. Sunshine yellow, this was me in my 20s. Enthusiastic, imaginative, interactive, flexible. Earth green, considerate, relaxed, reliable, patient, detailed. Cool blue was detailed, reserved, analytical, and disciplined. Okay, so have a little look through all of these. And here's what I want to do. Everyone who's got one of these, this is the game we're playing. Okay, you've got four color cards in there, one of each color. With the people who are around about you, behind you, we only put one every second row. I want you to find somebody in your little groups around you, someone who's willing to admit they're red, yellow, blue, or green. Okay, so you got a couple of moments to do this. Just turn around, find out if somebody thinks they're yellow, red, blue, or green. You might be both of or two of them, but which one most stands out? Oh, someone's actually done the test, not this morning. Okay, so turn around, find people who are yellow, green, red, blue. Have a think about what you are. Okay, you can cluster together if you want, all the yellows together, and we'll never get them to go silent. They'll just keep talking. Okay, if you've got a card, hold it up, hand them out. Okay, oh, all right. Okay. Everybody managed, every group managed to pass them around. Okay. All right, let's see how we got on here. All right. Okay, let's start with that. Well, let's start with the yellows. If you think you're a sunshine yellow, put your hand up or hold your card up. Okay, if you think you're a sunshine yellow, let's congratulate the sunshine yellows. Okay, if you think you're an earth green, put your hand up or hold your card up. Earth green. Okay. Okay, a few earth greeners. There's some people forcing the hand up of the person next to them. They're the fiery reds. All right, that's you. Okay, let's go with the cool blues. Who thinks they're cool blues? Okay, hands up. Okay, big round of applause for the cool blues and the earth greens. Okay, cards up and hands up if you think you're a fiery red. Oh, wow. Oh, there's a load of them around. I'm noting you. So, fantastic. Well, here's let's go. They produce all kinds of merchandise for the inside. So here's the cups that they have. Here's the cup for sunshine yellow, I think. Involve me. Imagine carrying around a cup. Please involve me. Bring me in, please. I just want to be with people. Here's the green, earth green. Earth green. Show me you care. Okay, so if you people at work or in your family who are these colors, now you know what they're really needing from you, okay? Here's the blue, cool blue. Give me details. Let me work this out here. Okay, and then this is my favorite. Here's the red. Be brief, be bite, be bright, be gone. Isn't that brilliant? Be brief, be bright, be gone. So there you go. That's a bit of fun with our personality this morning. But here's what I want to say. There's no right or wrong personality. It's not that one personality trumps another personality. They're just different. And God will use that differentness, and He needs to have that differentness. And so whatever personality color you are, whatever color you are or you think you are, maybe you're just maybe thinking, I need to discover what personality God has given me. There's no right or wrong personality. It's just different, and God will use your differentness. Now, during lockdown, Carolyn and I learned a lot from our eldest daughter, Lucy. God bless Lucy. She is the introvert in the family of three extroverts. But during lockdown, when it was all just us, we began to talk with Lucy, and she began to talk about what life was like for an introvert in an extrovert world. And she began to talk about what it was like as an introvert in an extrovert church with an extrovert pastor who also happened to be her dad. And how exhausting it is for an introvert to have to keep pace. And God bless her, she does. But as we spoke to her, and as she spoke more, because we had lots of times to talk, I began to realize that there were things that I needed to learn from her and about how those who perhaps are more likely, not always, but more likely in the blue and green colors, maybe prefer a less extrovert context in which to be discipled, to worship, to serve. And actually, we began to realize that there were ways in which Lucy was contributing up, and I don't think she's here, is she? So the ways that she I did ask for her permission, but she'd be very embarrassed. The way she contributes into the kingdom of God is wonderfully beautiful. And sometimes they get missed. Not because their personalities are somehow, you know, less than. The exact opposite. They bring something to the body of Christ that is so essential. And it's normally the reds and the yellows who get front stage, center stage. But God needs us all. There's a book called The Introverts in the Church, which talks about finding this. A guy called Adam McHugh who wrote it. And it was just so important for Carol and I to learn. So I want to reaffirm, every personality type is God-given and contributes into the body of Christ and the mission and kingdom of God. Let me read some words of Scripture from Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. And I want to read this. It's Paul who's writing, but I want to read it as my prayer and my statement to you as a church family. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from this first day until now. We have an incredible church family. We're not perfect, but we have an incredible church family. We had a board vision afternoon last weekend, and one of the things that we just were so overcome by is just the blessing of this family of God. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. There's more God is going to do in us. And it's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and I do. And whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. And that's the key verse this morning. I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. What do I mean by that? That you'll learn more about who you are can better love other people, better love yourself, because you have knowledge and insight of who you are, who God is, how God's made you, and as a result of that, you will be able to abound in love. Love abounds in knowledge and insight, knowing and understanding God and ourselves, so that we can love better. I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, how to love and live better as the person you are, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. In other words, when we gain knowledge and insight about God and ourselves and other people, we're able to live and love better out of the person God has created us to be. So recognizing our personality and how God has made us helps us love others better. And understanding maybe how other people are created and made will allow us to think about how we love them better, more fully. Because recognizing our personality reminds us that God loves variety. God loves variety. And it can be helpful to understand our personalities, but we don't want to pigeonhole anyone. So it's really good to see somebody who is holding up a green and a blue on this side here. You know, we don't pigeonhole everyone. So that's what you are, and that's all you are. I put this in our family chat this week and said, okay, we got to determine who everybody is. And all three of them came back and said, Dad, you're a weirdo. You're all of them. So thanks very much for that encouragement. So, but it's important to understand. We don't pigeonhole anyone, but there's a power in awareness. Being aware. That knowledge and insight of ourselves and of God that helps us to love better. To love and live as the personality that you have and you are. So why does personality matter? We said it's not that one is right and the others are wrong, or one is better or one is greater than the other, but recognizing each of them as God-given and for God to use through you, that all are good even though they're different. Every personality has something to bring to God, to the family of God, and to the mission of God in the world. And understanding and valuing yourself is important. Understanding that whatever that personality is, God's given it to you, and he values you, and he values the way he's created you. And understanding and valuing yourself is important because you're uniquely and wonderfully created by God. The verses that keep coming back up in the shape course are from Psalm 139, where we read in verses 13 and 14, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you." It's glory to God, "because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Would you say that? Let's read that verse 14 together. "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." You're God's works, and they're wonderful. And he's made you with a personality that is good and right and just for you. You are wonderfully made. Fearfully means awesome. Doesn't mean, oh, I'm terrified of who I am. It's like I'm in awe of what God and who God has made. Personality is important because God's made you in that way. But God also wants to use your personality. Not just that you would say, oh, well, that's all right. It's great that I'm a fiery red or a sunshine yellow or an earth green or a cool blue. Isn't that great? And it's not even just to make us feel better, although it might if, you know, we just get comfortable. We value how God has made us. And it's not just that we give glory to God for the way in which he's made us all differently, but also God wants to use our personality. And in our world, which is often driven by celebrity and extrovert, both in the world and in the church, sometimes those who are less fiery red or sunshine yellow wonder, well, what's their place? What's their place? God, I can understand why God can use the bubbly upfronters, and that's the ones, particularly in the church, that we often point to, and somehow we've got to change that. But God gives and uses your personality for a purpose. So I've decided that rather than focus on all four, I'm going to focus on earth green and cool blue. You can call other brands of insights, programs, and personality and analyzing are available. But earth green, that more pastoral, intuitive, kind of peacemaking personality. The people who get alongside people, they often are one-to-one with them, go the extra mile with people, that kind of person. Those of you who are earth green. We had a woman that I know called Jean at our last church. Jean would never have stood on a stage. We would have had to force it on her, and she would have panicked all week if we had asked her to stand on a stage. But my goodness, every day of every week, somehow she would be connecting on the phone or driving to see somebody or sending a little letter or an email of encouragement. In church, she would just go around just checking in on people. When my mum fell ill and became increasingly unwell, and even during lockdown, it was Jean, one of the ones who would check up on her. Never blew the trumpet of what she did. I would find out and be talking to somebody, say, Jean called me. Jean popped around. Jean sent me a card. Jean. Put her in the stage, not in your life. But that one-to-one, going the extra mile, and going the extra mile with people who others of us, particularly our fiery reds or our sunshine, might not have walked with. Incredible. God used her and continues to use her in that way. Or cool blue, more serving, supporting, often in the background, not always, but often in the background, discerning, questioning, helping us find a better way, asking important things of us, causing us just to stop a little bit and say, what is God saying here? They help us find better ways of doing things. They find solutions for us and with us. They ask good questions. The guy I know called Philip, this is what he does. Put him in with a room of people, and he would want to find the quietest corner and sit there on his phone. But ask him to help you work out a way of doing something, and he would get all the details, and he would be, man, he'd probably get a graph out of him and a pie chart and something else. But he would come, and he would put the work in, and he would say, you know, I've been thinking about this. And I'm just wondering, would this help? Or could, what is this? Maybe this would help as you think going forward. Put him in a room of people, he'd rather be in a corner with his phone. But ask him to be part of something where he can contribute out of his personality, who God's made him to be. And he helped us sharpen ideas and ministry and vision. And he made us pause. Your personality, whatever color you think you might be, has something to contribute. God wants to use it. Wherever you are, whatever you do, don't run away from it. Thank God for it and say, God, how would you like me to use my personality? And don't get into the comparison kind of scenario where you're saying, oh, I wish I was a sunshine yellow, or I wish I was an earth green, or I wish I was a cool blue or a fiery red. Instead, see that God values all of this equally and wants to use the person he's created for you to be. And in the body of Christ, in the family of God, we need you all in the way God has made you. But here's how else God can use your personality, particularly in relation to that passage that we read from Philippians about, I pray that your love would abound in knowledge and depth of insight. It's when you understand yourself better and understand the love of God and understand others better, actually you can love your neighbor more because it's been sharpened or it's been influenced by insight. And so I want to think, as we've come to an end, of your personality and how that impacts your love towards others. So in the Insights kind of discovery program, they have colors all nicely, neatly mapped out. When I'm working with interior designers for next door, you know, they come, they have these lovely little nice, neat charts of colors, all well organized. That's not the way life works. This is the way life works when it comes to humanity. There's just a color mess. In the very first week, we spoke about you are God's masterpiece, and that's very true. But in times when there's personality clashes and everyone's a bit different from each other, it could be a master class or a masterpiece. You know, we feel, because all of our different personalities, there can be personality clashes, but we're still called to love through it. And understanding who we are and our personality and that of another person will help us love a little better. Now, I was tempted to buy all the cups that had all the phrases on them so we could carry them about and you could show them what kind of color you are and everyone would know, but they're extortionate. So we don't have budget for that kind of thing here. But that awareness, the many colors that we might be and the splashes of colors can sometimes look more like this than a very well-crafted and created kind of color chart. But when we say that prayer, I pray that your love will abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. It's so we can love each other in spite of the personality clashing. We don't get to love only those who are like us. We're called to love everyone, whether they're like us or not. And being aware of that, the power of awareness, will help us understand and love others more. People are created with different personalities. You can see them in the Bible. So get your cards back out again if you've got them, and we'll finish with this. Let's go to a couple of Bible characters and personalities. So we've got Esau and Jacob, two brothers in the Old Testament. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Old Testament. Esau's spontaneous, bold, impulsive. And what color do you think he is? He's a fiery red, maybe? Yeah? And Jacob, reflective, tactical, homebird. Maybe a blue. Okay, so a red and a blue. How about Deborah and Ruth? Deborah was courageous, focused, a warrior. Red. Ruth, reflective, loyal, considerate. Green. Peter, outspoken, direct, fiery red. Thomas, hesitant, cautious, cool blue. Mary and Martha, two sisters, Mary, intuitive, patient, learner. Green? Green, yellow? Green, yellow? Brown, is that? Martha, focused, diligent, disciplined. Blue. Priscilla, in the early church, hospitable, welcoming, sociable. Yellow. Lydia, an entrepreneur, bold, determined. Maybe red. It's all across the Bible. You know, people. My first question in all of this was, where do you find personality in the Scripture? And then you say, everywhere. Everywhere. And how do we love those who are different from us? Who are you? What color are you? God has made you with a personality. And of course, you will spill into others of these. But there's probably one that you already know. That's probably me. And I want you to say, God, I thank you for that. Help me to live into what you've and how you've made me to be. And how will I use that to bless and serve you and the church and the mission of God around? And this is not about character. Character is something else. Your character will help you live your personality in better ways. But God's made you. And he's made you with personality. So let me encourage you to thank God for it, to step into it, and to use it for his glory, for your good, and the good of those around you. Worship team, would you come and join us? And I think we sing the first of those songs. Let me pray. Would you stand with us as we prepare to close in worship? Lord, as I look all around, I see the colors, the spectrums of the way in which you've created us all to be very different. And I thank you for each one. I thank my God every time I remember all of you. I really do. And I pray, Lord God, that as each one is so uniquely and wonderfully made, that you would help them to see the color of themselves and of others in ways that will bless them, encourage them. And rather than hiding from or reacting to who we are, that we might thank God for it and ask you to help us to live and love with insight and knowledge about who you are and who we are. So come, Holy Spirit of God, encourage us this morning. May we delight in you. May we love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing together.